From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, July 21st. Since Congress adopted widespread cuts to Medicaid, providers in California are grappling with what they will mean for Planned Parenthood clinics throughout the state. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
Congress passed sweeping cuts to Medicaid through what's come to be known as the Big Beautiful Bill, largely by attaching new eligibility limits on the program. Provisions in the measure cut Medicaid reimbursements specifically for Planned Parenthood clinics. The organization filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration, saying Planned Parenthood is being targeted for its advocacy on abortion rights. A judge in Massachusetts issued a temporary restraining order, blocking the federal government from withholding funds for now. Jody Hicks heads Planned Parenthood affiliates of California.
No clinic could withstand these kind of economic punishments that they're doing specifically on Planned Parenthood. It's why we're suing. It's why we'll continue to fight back. But voters should be angry.
Hicks says clinics will have to shut their doors if they don't receive reimbursements for the care they provide to Medicaid patients. Clinics already can't use any federal dollars for abortions. Federal money goes to other types of routine care, like cancer screening and STI testing. One-third of Planned Parenthood patients nationwide receive care in California. Over 80% of their patients in California are on Medicaid, known in the state as Medi-Cal. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
In other news, the battle over whether to employ phonics or other methods to teach reading has been ongoing for decades. Now, a bill moving through the California legislature is favoring phonics. NSPR's Ken Duvall takes a closer look.
Explaining the difference between what's known as phonics and other teaching methods like sight reading is difficult. Put simply, phonics emphasizes learning letter combinations to sound out words. Other whole language approaches stress learning words as whole units. Proponents say phonics delivers better test results. Opponents say the approach is too narrowly focused and can undermine the love of reading. Now, the phonics people appear to be gaining the upper hand, at least in California. Assembly Bill 1454 would require the state to provide training and support for phonics education at lower grades. It doesn't require schools to adopt phonics, but it does put greater emphasis on that teaching methodology. The bill is moving through the legislative process with Governor Gavin Newsom's support. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeVall.
The Department of Justice has requested information from California sheriffs on inmates who aren't citizens. The DOJ focused on counties with larger populations, including Los Angeles and San Francisco. The data includes inmate offenses and release dates. The department says the data will assist federal immigration authorities in prioritizing the deportation of non-citizens who committed crimes after entering the U.S. without authorization. The Department of Justice anticipates voluntary compliance, but says it'll pursue all necessary legal avenues to obtain the data if required. Also, Republicans in the state assembly have elected Heath Flora of San Joaquin County to be the chamber's new GOP leader starting in mid-September. Flora, a lifelong farmer and former firefighter, will take over after North State Assemblymember James Gallagher steps down from the leadership role. The 42-year-old Flora says his goal will be to increase bipartisan cooperation on issues like affordability, crime, and fire prevention.
We are not the federal government. California politicians typically work together very well, and that's something I'm very, very proud of.
He also hopes for a shift in the legislature, arguing that it needs more political balance.
So we certainly are going to be fighting hard to be in a respectful opposition party and elect more Republicans. But once that is said and done, then it's getting back to work for the people of California with my Democratic colleagues.
Flora says part of that balance also includes electing more moderate Democrats. Additionally, a new fire-safe council will soon be created in Oroville. The city council on Tuesday approved an agreement with Butte County Fire Safe Council. It'll enable the county organization to work with local Oroville volunteers and community groups to improve fire resiliency. The Oroville Council will focus on community education and engagement and access to grant funding. It will also work on fuel management projects and help residents qualify for FireWise certifications. And those were your headlines for Monday, July 21st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.